Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County announces closure of Care Recycling Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. In a press release yesterday from Campbell County government, they announced the closure of the Campbell County Amalgamated Recycling Enterprise Recycle Center at the end of the current fiscal year, June 30th, 2024. The last day of facility operations will be Friday, June 28th. The care facility will operate regular hours, weekdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., for recycling until closure of the facility. This difficult decision comes after careful consideration of ongoing challenges in the global recycling market. According to the press release, since its launch in September 2016, the CARE program has played a valuable role in Campbell County's commitment to sustainability. However, the global recycling landscape has shifted significantly since then. The direct impact of global changes to the CARE program has resulted in limited revenue on the sale of recyclable goods to offset county spending for facility operations. The CARE program has been subsidized by tax revenue of $250,000 to $300,000 annually since opening. In the light of annual cost combined with the anticipated decrease in county tax revenue due to projected reductions in coal production and the county's commitment to budget reductions means maintaining the program is no longer fiscally responsible. Campbell County government says they understand the impact this decision will have on the community and staff. Employees currently working at the care facility will be transferred to positions at the North Landfill upon successful shutdown of the care facility. The City of Gillette's curbside recycling program will continue to operate independently. Residents are encouraged to utilize this program for their recyclables. Campbell County government is considering plans to solicit proposals from the private sector to potentially operate a recycling or manufacturing facility at the current care location. Further information on these plans will be released as it becomes available. Voluntary climbing closure in June for Devil's Tower. The month of June holds spiritual and cultural significance for the tribes closely associated with Devil's Tower. The 1995 Devil's Tower National Monument Climbing Management Plan established a voluntary closure for all climbing routes on the tower out of respect for the cultural activities of Native Americans. The voluntary climbing closure has been implemented each June since 1996. As a result, the average number of climbers that chose not to climb during June has seen an 85% reduction. According to a press release from the National Park Service, they appreciate the efforts of those climbers who observe the closure. The Access Fund, a nonprofit organization that maintains access to climbing areas and protects the climbing environment, fully supports the June voluntary closure. Most climbing guides who operate in the park do not bring clients to the tower during this time. In June, the Park Service asks climbers to consider tribal perspectives and ask them to climb at many other climbing sites in the region, such as the Mount Rushmore Needles, Custer State Park, and Spearfish Canyon in South Dakota, Ten Sleep Canyon, and Tongue River Canyon in Wyoming. The press release goes on to say the tower boasts a rich and colorful climbing history that dates back to the late 1800s when it was first scaled by two local ranchers using a wooden ladder. Climbers from all over the world consider Bear Lodge or Devil's Tower to be a unique and premier climbing area. Approximately 4,500 climbers go there each year. It is sometimes assumed that climbing damages the rock, but contemporary climbing methods have little impact on the tower. The 1995 Climbing Management Plan provides direction for managing climbing activity in order to protect natural and cultural resources on and around the tower. You can visit the park website at nps.gov/DETO, D-E-T-O, and follow Devil's Tower on Facebook for more planning tools and information. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.